Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The refreshingly cool feeling I get sipping an icy soda pop is not cooling the heat on the new soda tax. Soda pop lovers are angry. Pop merchants are furious. Lawyers are suing. Politicians threatening. But none of them, or even all of them together, are saving us from that tax. Hate it as you may, the soda tax is here to stay. So says President Tony Preckwinkle of the Cook County Board, who proposed it. Despite the Chicago Tribune demanding she rescind the tax, and the Tribune columnist John Cass renaming Preckwinkle a tax winkle, and an opinion poll finding 83% of the public saying they're less likely to vote for President Taxwinkle in her reelection campaign. Despite all of that, she is standing firm because, she says, Cook County needs the $200 million a year the tax may collect. And it may, in fact, be good government, but it's definitely risky politics. Some aspiring politicians in Cook County are now considering a run against President Preckwinkle, singing, "Taxwinkle, Taxwinkle, she can be beat." Like when Mayor Daley ran for re-election 14 years ago, the aspiring politicians were singing, parking meters, Daley, he can be beat. Remember, in a landslide, he won 71% of the vote. Preckwinkle's problem is, she's no Daley.
I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com and the WGN Plus app.